News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
You may have been one of those at a midnight screening for Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. It is in cinemas today. This is a no-spoiler interview, by the way. I haven't seen the film yet. I know there's something happens in it. I don't want to know what it is until I physically see the film. Louise Huggard is the owner of the Butler Arms Hotel in Waterville in County Kerry. Louise, have you seen the film?
No, I haven't, but we're very excited. We're going to see the screening today in Killarney because, as I'm sure you know, the cast and crew stays with us while they were filming on Skellig Michael.
So who did you have in the hotel with you?
We had Rian Johnson, which is the director of this one, and we also had Mark Hamill and Daisy Ridley.
Okay, so you had all the big guns then, didn't you? I was thinking you might have had the second grip or something, but you had the big players.
Yes, we did. They stayed with us previously for the one with J.J. Abrams and most recently for this one. So they've stayed with us quite a few times.
And were you allowed to tell anybody that they were staying in the hotel? Was there a big veil of secrecy thrown over all of this?
I suppose the first time they came, we didn't really know too much about it. But the second time they came, we were kind of tied to secrecy a little bit more because people knew.
And we know from the photographs and everything that came out at the time, they built a special set. They didn't go out to Skellig Michael for the making of this because I think they spilled a bit of paint the first time and it caused a little bit of a controversy. So they rebuilt the entire thing on shore just outside Dingle.
Yes, they did. I believe like the first time that they went, I think it was all a little bit physical and I think there might have been a small bit of controversy over the filming on Skellig Michael. But I think it's, you know, they did do quite a lot of filming on the rock for this episode as well.
Okay, so there is a little bit that's been done on there. It's all pretty much in the early part of the movie, we're led to believe, because it was a cliffhanger from the last one that Daisy Ridley's character, Rey, went out to Skellig Michael and had Luke's lightsaber and she handed it over to Luke, who came in the last scene, and they're all wondering now what happens in the very first bit of the new film. Is there real excitement in Kerry? Because you haven't had anything like this since Ryan's Daughter down there.
Exactly, yeah. I suppose there was 1 minute in the last movie and we're expecting great things from this movie, especially with the Skellig featuring apparently a lot more in this movie. So, yes, we're expecting great things.
And you have really made hay out of Charlie Chaplin playing around a golf down in Waterville. Are we going to see statues of Daisy Ridley and Mark Hamill in future as you try to get those tourist dollars back into the town?
Well, I suppose we're in a really seasonal area down here and the positive effects of The Wild Atlantic Way paired with the new Star Wars movie, I think we'll have to do something about it.
And have you the pictures of the two up on the wall already of Look Who Stayed Here?
Oh, we do. They were very nice. You know, Mark Hamill, when he left the hotel, he came back 10 minutes later and said, oh my God, I forgot to give you signed copies of pictures for you and your daughters. And, you know, why wouldn't you put them up?
Louise, I just wanted to interrupt here as Paul Williams. Did you note the little bit of begrudgery in the Corconian's voice there? I just wanted to stand up for you there.
He sounded like he was
in a bitchy mood there. Oh, he's going to... Who played golf there, Charlie Chaplin?
Didn't they film in
alone.
West Cork as well? It's equal opportunities.
I don't know a lot of Cork up down to South Kerry, so I won't make any comments.
Thankfully, your line broke up there, Louise. We didn't quite hear what you were saying. Louise Huggard down there, the Butler Arms Hotel in Waterville in County Kerry. Hopefully, you'll get a lot of tourists coming into the hotel just on the back of this. It's going to be huge. Tourism Ireland are making real capital out of this. They put
it's brilliant. A
promotional picture into space and they sent that picture around. I've seen a few pictures already about the Millennium Falcon and the visits that they've made. You don't look like you were a Star Wars fan in the day.
I watched the first Star Wars movie in 1978, 79, the very first one.
And did you watch any of the other ones?
Oh, I watched a bunch of them. I brought my kids to the premiere or some. I've got lost. There's so many movies now at this stage.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.